Yeah, yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time on gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
And welcome to Geekenders.
Oh, the way you said it made it sound foreign. Like you did it. You didn't put the you did it instead of Geekenders. You said Geekenders.
Geekenders. And
like
then
that.
I would take out my épée like Zorro, and I would go cha cha cha.
First off, yes. Second off, in this Zorro situation, can we be like in the Mask of Zorro, where you're Antonio Banderas and I'm Anthony Hopkins, and I make you dance around the thing, and you do the, and we do the whole training montage, because that is in fact the best part of the movie. Yes,
absolutely,
I'm in. Love this.
Listen, guys, if you get us to 300,000 concurrent,
we will in fact
recreate that scene.
Yo, I'm fine doing that, because that means I get a little tiny Anthony Hopkins mustache. Like, beep.
Mm-hmm. We now have three goals. So
those are some good goals. You know what?
I think our goals are pretty good.
Yeah, they're tiered and structured in a way that is feasible.
Yeah.
And not at all insane. Right, no. right. Yeah. Let's see. Our big goals are, one, Christmas album. Two, literally altering my body with tattoos. Three, reenact Zorro, the Mask of Zorro.
Reenact the Mask of Zorro.
All feasible, all doable.
Here's the thing.
Really.
Yeah. All I have to do is come to LA, and we know people who could help us do that.
That's true.
I feel like it's doable. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know what? Sure. Yes. If that day ever comes, I will dress up like Spanish Anthony Hopkins, and I will do the whole thing.
Fantastic.
I will have the whip.
Yep.
I will have those boots he wears.
Yep.
We'll all wear just all. Here's the problem, though.
Huh,
Anthony Hopkins dressed in all black, looking fabulous.
Right.
Antonio Banderas, shirt off halfway through that scene, I believe. So good luck with that. Have fun.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's up for interpretation,
fine.
You know?
right. So that's cool, I guess. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
All right. Yeah. And everyone else does too.
I think that's a really firm way to start this podcast today.
The firmest. I am
with
so
a promise.
Firm right now. Yeah.
With a promise from us
with
to you.
Handshake.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What a great start. Yeah,
bro, I've had a day.
What is going on with you,
dude? Okay, so I forgot that you would have daylight savings, so we would be starting
an
hour earlier for me. My pooper, my dog, just had surgery on both legs, and so we're in the like post-operative care stage with her, right?
Okay.
Which has been fine, but a struggle, because this dog hates to take pills, and she has to take like 5 pills every morning and every night right now.
What about peanut butter?
I have tried.
What about cheese?
I've tried
the cheese
everything.
Tux. The cheese tux. You didn't cheese tax that dog.
I did. When we went to go pick her up, the surgeon that worked on her was like, she hates pills, huh? And we were like, I'm so glad that you, a professional, also had trouble giving our dog pills. It makes me feel a little bit better. So I've been, yeah, wrestling my poor invalid dog every morning and night. And I was gonna do this show from the living room so that I could be next to her in case she needs something.
But
it turns out that that whole setup was not fucking working for me, no matter what I did. So here I am back. Right. Here I am back in my little zone. And it's just been a lot. It's just been a lot today. That's all.
Understood. I get it. It. But that's, you know what?
And my light doesn't work. Why does my light not work? Anyway, keep talking. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's all right. You've been through a lot today. And you can cut me off anytime you want, because I understand that you've made some truly terrible choices in your life, like owning,
like
pets,
getting a dog. And,
yeah.
Having a child. A
yeah.
Oh, like, God, you're so right.
Some of the worst choices a person can make. And I don't want to rub that in, because I feel like you don't deserve that. You already made just such bad choices. And I just don't want to tell you that you did wrong. You could be out here smoking and joking with me. We could be roaming the streets after midnight, getting in fights.
So true.
Doing all sorts of cool stuff. We could form a gang.
Is that what you're doing every night?
No.
Have you seen the video where this chick... It became like a frequently used audio among people that make like cleaning videos. But the audio is something along the lines of, it's actually really easy to take care of your home and have a clean, nice home. All you have to do is not have pets, children, or a partner.
Yeah, it really makes it easy.
And
yes. It
just reminded me of you just now. Yeah.
Yeah, as a person who loves a
clean
home,
it's really simple. Yeah.
Not having anything there really changes the entire experience. It's lovely.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit crazy over here. It's a little bit crazy over here, but it's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
you
wade
through
anyone...
the crazy, and then it's nice on the other side, and then it gets crazy again.
I don't think anyone with a family would deny that that's just par for the course.
Mm.
Like, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Not me, though. Yes. I blocked out all relationships. The only relationship I have is with Jesus. I was going for the laugh. I was just really trying to get you to laugh right there. And I went like, it took a sec.
It took a sec,
but I earned that laugh.
I really tried to push through it, and I couldn't.
But I earned that laugh, and I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. How has your day been in the 1 hour that you've been awake?
Yeah, I haven't really had a day, so it's been lovely. I don't know what's gotten into me this week. I have a problem where I will get home from the office. And I'll make dinner. Like, and I've been making very sensible dinners. Very nice. Not fancy at all. Last night, I literally had a grilled cheese sandwich and some chicken noodle soup. That was it was great. Loved it. Eating
a
like
classic.
I'm in college
Love
again.
That. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
And so I just, you know, making dinner, doing my thing. I will play exactly one round of Warrior's Abyss. That's my every night. I'm going to get all the achievements. It's happening. And then I'll be like, man, gotta get up early. So I'll go to bed. And I will purposefully be in bed by like 9:30. Cause I'm like, I gotta be up at 6 so I can get everything done I need to get done and then get to the office and record with Dodger. Gotta do my stuff. So I'm in bed. And I proceed once again to go down a rabbit hole on my phone that I look at my clock again. It is now midnight. And I'm like, whoa. I don't know how I do that every time. And every time I feel like a failure. I'm like, my whole point was going to bed and
but
I just didn't.
On the plus side, you were in bed. So you were resting.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, you made the choice to rest starting at 9:30.
Yeah, but it always starts the same way. It's I get out my phone, go to YouTube to find something to listen to when I go to sleep. Usually it might be a Games Done Quick or maybe some weird sciencey thing. Last night I listened to some science seminar about dark matter.
Okay.
And I was like, it's going to put me to sleep. And it did. It knocked me out. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Before that, before I got there, as soon as I pulled up my phone, I was like, I need to find something. So I start scrolling. Maybe I'll find something. Nope. All that did was unlock my like need to click everything. So last night I watched the new Silent Hill trailer. And then that took me for some reason to a brand new Chapel Roan song that dropped. I guess it's not new, but like it dropped last night, 34 minutes after. I was like, what? All right. Well, I watched that. That's cute. That's fun. And then it took me down the rabbit hole of watching like way too many shorts. And then it somehow led me to like to video game here's my hot take on things. Yeah. And then for some reason that made me think, oh my God, remember that time that everyone was freaking out about that video called WoW's Biggest Secret? Oh my God. So then I was like, watch that video, that full ass video again. Because I love that video. If none of you have seen this, I'm not going to spoil it. Dodger, you should watch it too. Everyone should watch this video. Do not read the comments. Do not look. Just go look up WoW's. I think it's WoW's Darkest Secret or WoW's Biggest Secret, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best videos that exists on the internet. Love that video. So when I watch that again, so I'm just like going down a rabbit hole of nonsense.
Right.
And then I think, I need to shut down. I need to shut down YouTube. I need to go to bed. Click off YouTube. And then my fingers immediately click Reddit. And I'm like, yeah, what's going on with Reddit? So now I'm scrolling through Reddit.
Surely
and being like,
Reddit will help me go to sleep.
I was like, well, I can't be on YouTube. It's keeping me awake. So Reddit will knock me out. I don't know what I was thinking. So now I'm on Reddit, scrolling through Reddit, looking at all the Reddit stuff. And I was like, oh, man, you know what would be crazy? If I went to Public Freakout. So I go to Public Freakout. So now I'm looking at Public Freakout and people being crazy. I'm like, you know what? Public Freakout's too angry. I need to go to Hold My Cosmo. So I go there and just a bunch of drunk women being silly. And I'm like, that's hilarious. I should really go to sleep. So close that down. Go back to YouTube. I screwed up. Just completely screwed up. And so I ended up back at YouTube and I finally found my video. And it's a great video it's like some dude at the British Science Institute or some nonsense. And he's talking about dark matter. And I was like, oh, thank God. Okay. And then the best part is I put that phone down, put my head down, out. I don't even know how long I was awake. I learned nothing from that. That's how fast I went to sleep. So. Yeah, that's what I did.
You and Sam have very similar trying to fall asleep patterns. I will say that. And Sam's most recent, here's how I'm going to fall asleep, is he kept getting targeted by this weird ad for an app that shows you Chinese dramas, but they're chopped up into like 100 parts.
Oh my God. Yeah, like me on TikTok when I watch, like some guy posts a weird video and I'm like,
yes,
what the hell's that? I just keep watching.
But they do it on purpose. Yeah.
Yes.
So he kept getting ads for this and he would, see like one part of a thing and it would be like, download the app to watch the rest. And he was like, I'm just going to see. So he downloaded it and literally every time he tries to fall asleep, he puts on like one of these super weird dramas and he was letting me scroll through and pick one for him. One of them was literally called like Immortality. Been there, done that.
Yes, that's amazing.
They're just all over the place. But I think his favorites are like, you know, two people are dating, one person winds up being like a piece of shit and the other person becomes rich and gets back at them. Like he just puts on these dramas and they just go on forever and he gets knocked out.
I think that's really funny because
yeah,
that is almost like what I like watching when it comes to those short things. But I found a genre and I don't know I don't know how to describe this to people because it sounds insane, but on TikTok, there is a genre, and it might just be on YouTube Shorts too. It's a short form. But it's like modern day people creating passion plays.
Okay. Right?
And the passion plays, you know, it's like a morality tale. It's all these right. different morality tales, but it's stuff like exactly what you're talking about. Almost like a Madea movie where okay. it's like a, you know, a 60, maybe 2 minute version of that where it's like, I came home and I found my wife cheating. This is crazy. You know what? I'm going to get back at both of you. Cut to, I'm very successful because I went out and changed the world. And my wife, she died of AIDS. And you're like, whoa, what? It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's and I'm just like, where is this made? It also has a vibe that's like, definitely not made in America.
Yeah.
But everyone's speaking like Americanized English, and it's got a vibe to it. It's yeah. very strange, and I can't stop watching them because I'm like, this is what is this for? Who is this? Who is targeted here? It's very strange. But you can find them, and when you find them, you'll be like, this is what Jesse was talking about. Yep.
This is it. We found it. This is yeah. it.
Yeah.
The yeah, one, Sam was like describing in detail one of them because he stayed awake for like way too long of it. But he was like, yeah, there was like this guy and he was dating this girl and he was like, I'm going to go overseas and I'm going to like, you know, make my millions. And his girlfriend, while he was gone, got a really good job. And so by the time he came back, she broke up with him because she was like, I don't even need you anymore because I'm rich now. But what she didn't know was that he became the head of the most successful company in the country he went to. And then her company was meeting with this CEO and he got to walk in and be like, I'm the CEO. Like, but he was saying they're all like that. Like they all have that sort of yeah. formula. And I was saying it sounds like this. It's a version of Hallmark, right? I was trying to explain to yes. Sam what Hallmark movies are.
Yes,
because he's never watched one. And I was like, it's this weird thing where like they've made hundreds of them, but they're all the same movie. Right. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. all like this girl is in the big city and she gets assigned to go to the country for her job. And while she's out there, she meets a homely, you know, sweet, down to earth boy. And he's like, there's more to life than work, Cecilia. And she's like, no, my career. Right. It's like they're all the same. And then
she works at a bakery in the end. Yeah.
And
yeah.
in the end, she moves to the small town and works at a bakery. Right. Yeah.
And my favorite part is. In those Hallmark movies, in order to make the ex or the former boyfriend, the guy who is from the big city, who has a big corporate job, the guy who definitely is like, all I'm trying to do is take care of our future. Like that guy who's just working, who has done nothing bad.
He's done nothing wrong. Yeah.
They always have to, towards the end, make him either physically abusive or verbally abusive or like kind of a dick in the end where he's like,
he needs to be trying to control her in some way. Left him. He was a bad guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But really, he's just like, I'm working. I was working and you went on vacation and now you're with another guy.
I honestly appreciate it way more when there's nothing wrong with their relationship. And
sure.
And they're willing to just be like, we're just not compatible. Or I'm sorry, I fell in love with someone else. Right. Like, I would much rather that than them be like, no, it's because he's a piece of shit. That's why she fell in mm-hmm. love with the cowboy, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Chat, Hot Frosty was not a Hallmark movie. That was a Netflix original. And Hot Frosty is amazing. It is my favorite Christmas movie now.
You watched it with Crendor, right?
Oh, yes. And I laughed the entire time. That movie is insane. It's great. I love it. Also, I'm convinced again that it's an allegory for Jesus, and I will not come back from that. It is hilarious. Yeah. Mm. At one point, I must stress, Hot Frosty knew the concept of right and wrong. From the get-go.
Right.
From jump. And he was a carpenter? Come on.
This is a snowman that got turned into a real boy.
That's right. It was a very attractive snowman who got turned into a very attractive man.
Okay.
Except all the reviews that we read were people pissed off that he took his shirt off too much, which is hilarious to me. I love the internet. Y'all crazy. They're like, this movie about a hot man who's shirtless the entire time, he took his shirt off too much. It's great. Can I tell you Speaking of stories.
Yes, please.
So I've been actively not using social media as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because social media sucks big donkey ween. I hate some of the interactions on there. But obviously, for our job and whatnot, we have to have some social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, if this wasn't my job, I'd be like, no, remove myself from that space.
Completely. Yeah. Anyways.
And so, your phone, you do stuff on it, and sometimes you get bored. And so I finally, this is no joke, downloaded my first mobile game in a long time. And you might say, Jesse, what mobile game did you get?
Oh my gosh.
Well, because I am a pervert, I saw an ad for that AFK Journey thing that had a cat girl doing the splits, and I was like, that's the one for me.
Because AFK Journey's fun.
It didn't seem as overtly... I have a question for you, by the way. No. You reminded me of a thing.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I went in, and my whole thing was I'm not going to spend any money, and I have not spent money. I feel really good about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, went in, and AFK Journey is a game that is like... There's a little story. It's a mobile game story, you know? But most of it is like, no, these characters are fun. They're not like overtly sexual characters. They're not like hyper anime. They're like as an animation style that I dig. So I was like, great, this will be fine. One. I joined a guild in it, and in that guild, it was like a beginner's guild. I saw someone named Dodger and immediately was like, is that Dodger? I assume not, but it made me think. Then two...
It could have been, though, because I play that game.
Then the crazy thing that happened, and this is what got me, and I must stress this.
Yeah, stress it.
It got me. This game got me in a way that I was not expecting on a story level. Mm. This is what's crazy about this, and I want to shout them out because I clearly haven't played the game before. I don't know anything about the stories they've done in the past. But the current story, and this is like, hey, spoilers for a mobile game story, I guess. They did a thing that is so Jesse-coded, it made me be like, what? All right. So the current story they're telling is like a winter. Right? Like, this is crazy to me. I got a mobile game and stayed for the plot. Like, this is crazy sounding. So
you got it because there's a hot cat girl in it and stayed for the plot.
Yeah, no, I got the hot cat girl. She's great. I love her voice. Everything about her is great. But also, I have another hot cat girl who's like a warrior chick, and she's great. The best one, though, there's for some reason a like undead woman in armor, but when she moves, her boobs jiggle, but it's just armor. I don't know why that, but I love that. I think that's great.
I thought you were going to talk about the like undead sorceress lady that like sits in a chair and summons shit.
That's one of the first people I got, and she's pretty fun, but she's actually kind of trash in my comp, you know?
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah, no, my comp, the team I play with is all whatever the hell the forest people are called. I got a little tiny Taru Taru girl who's so small she hides under a leaf. I got her, she's my healer. I got a cat woman who is dressed in like spandex, who beats the crap out of people. I got a cat woman who is like from the savannah, I don't know, and she has a spear and shield. I got like a bunny girl who rides on a deer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a little fairy that goes around and kills people with butterflies. My team rules is what I'm saying.
Great.
Anyway,
the
whole point of all this is that the new event, right? The new season, it's like winter themed. Your character's going up north. You're going to this winter festival to honor like a war that happened a while ago, like 2000 years ago, this crazy festival. And you get there and you meet a girl who straight up just is their version of, I assume, Elsa or whoever. Like, but like, it's like a redheaded, I'm the cute one who's with the, you know.
Yeah.
So you meet her and you do all this stuff and it's, you know, very basic, very like, go to this point, talk to this person, do a mobile game story, right? And you're there for the festival and it's very cute. And then at night, you go to the inn, and this big hot bear mama, who I guess is like one of the characters, she's like, come on into my inn. This is a great, fun time. We do a thing here in order to honor the dead. It's like a haunted house. And I'm like, okay. So you go into the haunted house, and it's like a fun little haunted house. You have to solve mysteries. You're moving around, and there's like ghosts that chase you, but they're actors, right? And it's like a haunted. And so you have to do the haunted house thing. And at the end, like, a monster shows up and you're like, wow, that was so cool. And then everyone's like, what monster? And you're like, what do you mean by that? And they're like, all right, anyway, to the festival. So you go to the festival and it like keeps going. I'm like, what the hell story are we doing? What is happening right now? So you go to the festival, you light torches, you go around, you have to like collect seven petals from this flower. And whoever gets the most petals becomes the person who can light the statue and start the festival, or I'm sorry, end the festival. And so you go around, you do these mini games, you get like the mini games are straight up like build a snowman or ice skate, things like that. And it's like cute. You're like, okay, this is fun. But it's still very mobile game-y, right? Like there's no reason to do any of this as far as I'm aware. So right. Then you go and you go to the final festival thing. And as this dance is happening and they're doing like the festival dance, a masked stranger shows up, accosts the princess, and everyone's like, stop that stranger. And the stranger just whispers to the princess, you should be dead, and then leaves. And I'm like, what? So then, like, you go to the thing, you do this whole, like, you light the statue, which is of the brave leader who fought against these baddies 2,000 years ago. You do this whole thing, and it's like, wow, what a great festival. I guess that's it. Well, you know, tomorrow we head back home. So you leave, you go back to the inn, you have another nighttime thing where everyone's like redoing the first night, where it's the haunted house again, and everyone thinks it's the haunted house again, except for you. You're like, we already did this. But when you go into the haunted house, there's no ghosts or anything in it. It's just an empty haunted house. You're like, what the hell? And it's like, okay. So you come back out and everyone's like, do you enjoy the haunted house? You're like, we've done that before, but this time there was nothing there. And they're like, what do you mean there was nothing there? Well, the workers were in there. You're like, what? So then the audacity of them to when you wake up the next day, to everyone except you, it is now the first day of the festival again. And I was like, whoa! They so Jesse-coded this that there's a time loop happening to everyone except you, and you don't know why, and now you have to figure it out. And it started out as like, it's a fun festival, and I'm like, I can't believe a mobile game story got me. First go around, they just groundhog day'd me. And I'm like, what does this mean? So there's like three plots going on all at once, and I was like, that's pretty damn cool. That's pretty fun. So I don't know. They took a chance and thought of something crazy, and I was like, that's fun.
I like it.
Yeah. And it's I think the reason why I like it is because it's not like, yeah, there are characters that are like, I'm so happy to be, like, they have that, like, you know.
Yep.
I don't want to say anime voice, but they have like the, like,
they have anime voice. Yeah.
Yeah. This doesn't have that. I actually enjoy that a lot because I don't feel like, sometimes when I see games that are like Genshin or Wuthering Waves or the one that has all the butt girls and the boob girls,
Nikkei?
And guns. Mm. Yeah, yeah. I see those and I'm like, I like everything that's happening here.
Sure.
But I think I would be annoyed. After a while, I'd be like, not really my thing. So yeah. this hit me in a way that I was like, okay, all right, I'm in. Again, I don't know that I can recommend it. It's clearly every 5 minutes trying to get me to buy something. It is clearly a gacha game. It is absolutely, there's sometimes in the PvP when I'll go in, I'll do the arena mode, and it puts me up against someone that looks like they clearly paid for their outfit, and I just get stomped. And I'm like, well, all right, like, that's fine. So, like, you know, but for some reason, I like got caught by the story. And I'd say, you know what? I can't, like, I don't want to say go out and get it, but I'm impressed with what I've played so far. So
it's pretty fun. I love to download games that I know have a bunch of microtransactions in them and see how long the game is fun.
Sure.
Before it feels like the only way to have fun anymore is to pay money.
Buy something, yeah.
Yeah. AFK Journey, I think, is really fun without paying money. Another game that's similar is Cookie Run Kingdom, which I have been desperately trying not to play again because people are starting to draw the cookies hot again, and I can't go through that. I can't. I can't get back in there.
Whoa.
Love what? To draw the cookies as like hot people. They love to make the cookies hot. And it's why I originally downloaded the game because there was a special edition Santa cookie and people were drawing the Santa cookie.
You know, I must stress, part of me felt really like ashamed that I saw one ad with a hot cat girl and was like, I'm getting that game. And now that I know you got Cookie Run because of a hot cookie Santa, I feel no shame. If anything, I'm fine. If anything, I feel perfectly normal.
You should never feel shame with me, but I'm glad that we could make it feel really visceral. You know? Cookie Run Kingdom's great. Also, the fan art's great. If you want to see some hot cookies. The reason that I stopped playing Cookie Run Kingdom is because a lot of these gacha games, the downloads are insane. Like, they're so big. And there was a point with Cookie Run Kingdom where it was like, I need to update. And it literally couldn't update. And no matter what I deleted, it was like, you don't have enough room. And I was like, I guess I'm never playing this again. Which was very sad.
Probably for the best, to be honest.
But I miss the cookies, Jesse. I miss the cookies, though.
Well, I can't complain or say that you're being foolish because I know the reset time for this game because I'm not going to buy anything. So I have to get all my freebies 5 p.m. every day. I'm like, boop. I'm like, great. Did the new story update. Boop. Back. See you tomorrow, game. That's insane. Like, but honestly, I kind of prefer it right now than going on social media and like being angry all day.
Yeah.
So who knew that's what it would take for me to, like, honestly, this is the real truth behind it all.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, Jesse, why do you need social media? Why do you need a mobile game? Why do you have to have something on your phone? What else am I going to do while I'm on the toilet, guys? Think?
So true.
Look at the wall? Read a newspaper like it's 1950? Come on.
I was about to ask you. This might be a TMI question, but I feel like there aren't very many of those for the two of us.
Read a book.
Before you had a phone.
Yeah.
What did you do while you were pooping?
Oh, this is absolutely, I can tell you. So in the dark times, before there were phones, if I was at my grandmother's house, she had a whole thing of Reader's Digest.
Yes.
Said Reader's Digest. If I was at my house, it would either be like a Nintendo Power or sometimes this is true. Reading the back of a shampoo bottle.
Same. I was going to say that if I didn't have anything to read, I'd find something in the bathroom and I'd read the ingredients.
Yeah. And I just look at the back of it and I'll be honest, I might have skimmed most of it, but I was like, I gotta have something to look at. So I'd look at it, so I do that. Obviously, as a kid, comics, especially if it's Sunday, the color comics section, love that. That was always great. Yeah, just all sorts of, literally anything, even things that I didn't necessarily like. Like if my dad had been in the bathroom and left a newspaper, whatever he left, be it sports, finance, whatever, that's what I'm reading. So yeah, it was anything at all, and you just and then they gave us a phone, and then it really became anything at all.
Yeah. I collected the tiny Archie comics, and I would leave them in the bathroom. And we had like one of those little bathroom magazine rack things because that used to be a thing. Viewers who are much younger than us.
Yep.
And so I would put all of my Archie Digest is what they were called. I would put my Archie Digests in there and I would read them on the toilet.
I had the two books that were always in my bathroom as a kid were the collected Far Side, and I don't remember which one it was, but one of the many Calvin and Hobbes collections.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the winners for me. Love those. Love both of those.
Yeah.
Yep. And then
I was
thinking,
like, would it be beneficial to put some magazines in the bathroom? Or would none of us ever look at them?
I bet if you established a rule early on in your household that you don't take your phone into the bathroom, you probably could get Clark to read a bunch. Like, you could start that kid on being a reader.
You know, she already takes books in there, so we're kind of ahead of the game.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
I'm realizing, though, that because it's not as normalized, my first thought was like, is that unsanitary to have like a bunch of books next to the toilet?
I mean, no more unsanitary than your phone.
Exactly. That's what I had to think to myself, is like, but I'm already using a phone in there.
Yeah. I'm sure you touch things way worse than what is going on in your bathroom in life. Mm. Like, that's sure. Just like the other day I was, I guess I'd stepped on something. It's been raining here in LA. It's March. It always rains in the beginning of March for some reason. And then never the rest of the year, except for maybe 1 week in December. But for some reason, March is it's rainy season. And so I was going back to my apartment, and clearly there was something on my shoes. Because when I was in part, I saw like a weird smudge on the ground. I was like, oh, I'll clean that up, as I always do. And I went to go clean it, and it was like goopy. And I was like,
oh, no.
I don't know what I touched. I have no idea what it was. Threw that in the garbage and was like, I'll go wash my hands off. So, like, yeah, I'm sure you got gross stuff everywhere. That's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's life, man. Life is gross.
Life is gross. So
life
true.
Is gross. That's true.
Words to
life
live
is
by.
Gross.
Life yeah. is
We just don't want robots to figure, like in AI, we don't want them to figure that out. Because that's how you lead to, like, I will make the world pure. Mankind is a disease. Like, that's how, you know, that's how we get there.
Sure.
We don't want that.
They can figure that out on their own, honestly.
Yeah, I'd rather they didn't. I'd rather we lie to them. Like, everything's great, guys.
Bro, it doesn't matter if we lie to them or not. All the computers are going to talk to each other and be like, humans are nasty, right? They're going to figure it out all by themselves.
Well, I, for one, welcome our robot overlords.
And just don't be nasty in front of them.
Yeah, I'd
and
be
then
a great
have
pet.
No proof.
Yeah, I'd be like a solid pet. Mm. I'm like cat-coated, so I get it.
True.
I'd curl up next to them, next to their big robot bodies. I'd be like, meow. They'd be like, stop it, Jesse. They'd knock me off, and I'd be like, meow.
This is a really sad story.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. That's right.
Poor Jesse the cat getting rejected by his robot owners.
Yeah, they're not really good. They shouldn't have pets.
Oh, this, and then the aliens come, and the aliens take you away, and they're much better owners.
No. The alien robot war. I believe we know how that goes. In Nier Automata, pick it up today.
Sure.
Yeah. Somehow that's a plot in that game. It's crazy.
I'm just thinking, if robots take over, they're not really going to put a whole lot of attention into heating. And I feel like you have a better chance of aliens caring about temperature control than you do robots.
But it depends on what kind of alien they are. Are they organic?
Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point of having aliens versus robots?
Because they're alien robots versus human robots. And by God, I will stand on the side of man-bots any day of the week. Okay. You don't get to come into our planet and tell us how to run our robots, alien robots.
So fair.
Who do you think you are? Coming here with your extra tentacles? I will have none of it. Yeah. I stand by. You know what that felt like?
What?
You remember in movies, there used to be a thing in movies. The one I can think of mostly is The Rocketeer. But there used to be like a thing they did all the time where the villains, at least in the first half, would be like mobsters or like an evil American crook or something like that. But then when the Nazis showed up, they'd be like, look, I may be a gangster who kills for money, but I'm no Nazi. And then they like punch the Nazi and you'd be like,
yeah,
ha ha. Right. That's how I feel about the robots is look, they may be killing off humans, but there are human killers and you don't get to come here and take them out. Yeah. That's how I felt.
Right. They may be murderers, but they're earth murderers.
They're earth murderers.
Unlike you. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to stick up for your own is what I'm saying.
Sure. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So did you do anything? Did you play anything fun this week?
I've been tending to my dog a lot. So I mostly have played Proverbs still. I think I pitched Proverbs last week.
Yeah.
It's the Minesweeper like where you're making a painting. I am now 66% of the way through my painting. So
the one you started before?
Yeah.
Is it like just slow or are you taking your time?
If you look on how long to beat, I think the fastest time is 11 hours.
Oh my God. For a Minesweeper like?
It's great. It's so fun.
It is right up your alley. I know you love Minesweeper, so like that's fun. That's crazy to me.
It's Minesweeper, but like with a goal. Like you do a section and then it turns into a part of a painting and you're like, oh my gosh, it's a guy rubbing his butt on a door. And then you move on to the next part. And it's great. I love it.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess that's a good reason to play. I did all this work and it's a man rubbing his butt on a door. Awesome.
That was one of the things that I revealed today. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I know. Yeah. Played that. I don't know. Did I play anything else? What did you play?
I was going to ask if you got a chance to play Split Fiction because that game may be game of the year contender so far. I know it's only March.
So,
it's so good.
So Sam did a sponsored thing playing that game. Mm-hmm. And so I got to be the jilted lover and be like, I thought we were going to play that game together. It's fine. And then he was like, no, I'm just playing the very beginning of the game with Benji. We're still going to play it together. And I was like, okay. But we haven't actually played it together yet.
It is so good.
Yeah. How did you play the whole thing?
I don't know if I've played, like, I'm not done, but the game continues to impress.
Who are you playing with? Just out of curiosity.
I'm playing with It's Twiggy on the old Twitch.
Nice.
Box. Yeah. She's great at killing me. No, there's some really funny ways to die in this game, but like it's all teamwork based and usually my fault. So there's two characters. One is, I think I explained this last week, but one's like the science nerd who's like, you know, into sci-fi and, you know, like the tough one who doesn't take no shit. And then there's sort of like the fluffy, cute C1 who loves fantasy, and they're forced to work together to kind of get through this weird situation they're in that I don't want to spoil because it's insane sounding. But gameplay wise, it is every, I don't want to say few minutes, but like it feels like every 15, 20 minutes, it changes up. So you'll be doing like some of the thing we did last time is we had to infiltrate a facility making poison. Again, every level is a different theme because it's just their imaginations and books they've written or ideas they've had. So one level is your pigs and you're running around slop and you have to like deliver apples to a door. One level is you are like chasing cats in a fantasy world and there's an entire town square where you can interact with random shit. Like you can get a magic wand. And if you're an asshole, you take that magic wand and turn Twiggy into various things the entire time and not let her play. And that's some asshole would have done that. Not me.
Surely not you.
Yeah. And so there's a bunch of different like ridiculous things you can do. But then the most recent level we did is, you know, you have to infiltrate this facility. It's very like sci-fi girl coded. It's tough. You have to, you know, run from lasers and things. You have to fight giant monsters where you have to like throw bombs in their necks. And then at the end, it does like a wave racer portion. So now you're doing this thing there's ones where you're doing a like a Superman 64 fly through rings thing. There's like all sort, like it's just
it swaps genres a lot.
Yes. Yeah. And then they throw in a ton of mini games. Mm-hmm. Like just a ton of stuff to look at. It's really well done.
It sounds like it goes beyond like how much like It Takes Two swapped up.
Yes, yeah. It Takes Two is very, very good. This mm-hmm. takes that where they it's very clear their mandate was to make a bunch of fun 15, 20 minute segments. And then we'll string them together because you can do that in a setting where you're in the virtual reality world created by the minds of these two women. Mm. And so when you hit sort of like a glitch, you go into another story or another section. And then within those sections, there are portals that kind of look like the portals that would open up in BioShock Infinite.
Okay.
And then you can go into like weird alternate reality stories. And so those are the ones that are, you know, I think I mentioned it last week. It's straight up. It looks like Journey and you're going through this thing and you're avoiding sand sharks and you're jumping on poles or, you know, you go through one and like the pig one I gave as an example. So I don't spoil too much, but like,
yeah,
now you're a pig and the two women are like, have a great conversation about like, wait, this is your story. You want to be pigs? She's like, I love pigs. Right. And it's very, very cute. The whole game is super fun. But hilariously, like every other one of their games, you will have moments where you're just screaming at each other. Like it's very like there's clearly a solution. You both see it, but you just can't make it work because of the timing. And so it's so funny to be just like, no, drop now, drop now, drop now. And there's you just get more frustrated because it's like, clearly we know what we need to do. We just can't do it. And then part of you is like, well, what if I kill them one more time just for fun? Like that's the game.
Just to even it up, you know?
Yes. Story-wise, there's like a heavy AI element of like, these writers are very anti-AI. We don't want our stuff. Like the bad guy is the corporate guy. Spoilers. The bad guy's the corporate guy's like, all their ideas will be mine.
Sure, so, you know, of course.
It's that kind of thing. Yeah. Incredible game. Definitely, it's on the list. That and Monster Hunter on the list for best game of the year so far. Those are the two. It's March, but they're killing it. They're like just so good. Monster Hunter, I am loving. It's so much fun. It is really, really well done. Again, there's some things that I cannot get over. I really, really, really miss my cat's cooking, but that's fine.
Yes.
Other than that, like gameplay-wise, yo, it feels very in and out. Like, I don't need to keep playing hours and hours and hours. It is just, I get in, hunt, get out, and I'm like, that was great. I'll come back to it tomorrow. Which, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would be like, Jesse, stream it, dude. I don't have any time to stream right now. I wish I did. I got about 8 million things happening. But, man,
I'm enjoying it tremendously. You can go on a hunt or two for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I absolutely love just everything about the game. Man, that, and I was about to say It Takes Two, but that's a Split Fiction. Really just, it's nice to see games that sort of push boundaries on things, and I'm here for that. I love that. I love when people take some chances, and yeah, Monster Hunter has some chances to. Uh-oh, what are you summoning?
I'm trying to sneeze. It's fine. It went away.
Oh, I was gonna ask you to do that again so I could use that for the thumbnail. It's so stupid. It's perfect. There you go. That's a thumbnail. All right.
Great.
Boom. Done.
Crush it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been blessed to have some really great games lately. In fact, too many. Mm. I still have games that I haven't finished. Like, there's just too many games. And so I need to, I don't know. Maybe I need to do like a professional thing and just set a schedule and be like, I will stream every day at this time for exactly 2 hours just so I can get through
stuff. Just to get through some games. Yeah.
It's crazy the amount of things that, and it's not that I don't want to. It's that by the time I'll get home at the end of the day, I'm like, I guess I could play a game. And I'm like, or not. And then we got new Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 information that we'll talk about at the end. But like, now I really want to play that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot.
There aren't enough hours in the day, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever wind up playing Curse of the Golden Idol?
It literally is on my desktop. And no, I haven't played it. I'm looking at it right now. So I haven't touched it. Yeah.
I played the DLC, I just remembered, for Rise of the Golden Idol, which is the second game. And they decided this time to put out, I think it's called the Detective Pack. It includes four DLCs, but only one of them is out so far, basically. Sure. So you're kind of like pre-ordering all four at the same time. So I did the first one, the first DLC that just came out for Rise of the Golden Idol. And man, they do not hold your hand at all in this DLC. There were, I think, two different parts of the DLC. And it's not super long, but I think there were two different parts of the DLC where I was like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm supposed to do right now.
Hmm.
For anybody who hasn't played these games, the like general pitch in terms of like mechanics is that you are looking at a tableau of a important moment in time for a story, and you have to try and figure out exactly what has happened. So you have the picture with a bunch of people, maybe a dead body, maybe a bunch of broken stuff, right? You can talk to the people, look through their pockets. Anything that is important to the investigation, so to speak, of that tableau, you will have at your disposal. And then the secondary part of each level is an almost Mad Libs style pop-up.
Okay.
That is like, what happened here? And it'll be like a big write-up with a ton of words missing. And so as you're looking through stuff, you'll collect keywords.
And oh, the words, okay. All right.
The words will be sectioned off as like, these are nouns, these are proper nouns, these are verbs, sort of a thing. And anything that you need to
will be from those.
Will be from those. So occasionally you'll have a level where the pop-up that you need to fill out has nothing. It's just a bunch of blanks. And you're like, what the shit am I supposed to do with this? Bro, it was very good. These games are always fan.
Wait, the transition there? You're like, what am I supposed to do? It was very good.
It was. It was. It's very good. It's really good games. Okay. Both of these games are fantastic. I loved the DLC for the first game. I'm excited for all of the DLC in this game because it looks like it's following a character that I was confused why we weren't paying much attention to in the base game. So I was like, awesome. Oh, he's going to be the DLC guy. Great. I was so confused. But part of the joy of these games is being confused and then being like, oh, I see. Okay, got it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it. I didn't realize that you could just buy all four DLCs at once in a pack until I had already bought the DLC on its own. So I fucked up there.
Well, maybe you'll get a discount. Like, doesn't Steam do, like, if you own this, you get a small discount on the other purchase?
I don't know how that's going to... I don't know.
Because if it's four, if you can buy them separately, in theory, you could buy... I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Looks like you're buying the detective pack as, like, a thing, but I don't
know.
Gotcha. Yes, they do. Oh, never mind.
Yes. I mean, Steam has always done that where if you own a lot of the DLC, they'll give you a discount. But if you're saying one is a pack.
I thought this was like, yeah, like a different thing.
I mean, like it may not. Like, yeah, it's the difference between like if you go on like a PlayStation, for example, and you buy one DLC of a thing, they aren't going to give you a money off because you didn't buy the mega pack, you know? Like,
right.
It's a separate thing. But Steam, I know, is pretty kind, but it depends on the game company and what the game is, I guess. So I don't know.
Who even knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. It's definitely on my list of things to play. Like, I really want to give it a go, but I have so many. Like, just looking at my desktop is overwhelming. There are games on here that I clearly thought, I'm going to play that. I'm definitely going to play that. And I straight up just haven't. Like, yeah. I've got even things like that Mirthwood game you wanted me to play. That's on here. Mm. I've got ICBM Escalation I wanted to check out. That's on here. There was a game that had very, like, old school Doom vibes called Chasm the Rift. That's on here I haven't touched.
Yeah.
I've got Detective the Motel that I wanted to look at. I have that damn Sheepy, a short adventure that you and Krendor played. I haven't even touched.
Sheepy's so good. Yes,
I got so I got tons of games on here. I haven't finished Beyond Galaxy Land. I wanted to play Empire of Ants because I like the idea of having ants, but I haven't finished that. Like, I just
maybe something that would be helpful is to go on how long to beat for each of these games and put them in order by how much of a time commitment they are.
I love that idea, and I think for any other human being that would be exactly correct. However, I operate in a world of pain, and I don't know if you can see me online. I may be invisible, I don't know, but on Steam you've probably noticed, if you see me online, that for some reason, even though I hate it and it's driving me crazy, I still continue to play Civ 7. Like, maybe I'll like it. Like, even though I have never seen The Last Age, because I quit all of my games before I get to it.
Right.
I keep going back thinking this will be the time that I like it. And I just don't. And it sucks because I really want to. And I want to like it so much that I keep going back and playing it again.
Yeah.
And it's driving me crazy. Like, I desperately, because it sucks. Because Krendor's like, yeah, you got to do this and then you'll love it. I'm like, okay, I'll do the Krendor strategy. Krendor.
Does Krendor love it?
He likes it a lot. This is the thing. This is what Krendor told me, and this drives me nuts. So Krendor's like, here's what you got to do, dude. The best strategy, you need to go. If you're trying to win, you need to go Mongolia. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll try Mongolia, dude. That seems fine. So I load up the game and I'm like, all right, so I'm going to pick a very, like, aggro, hyper aggressive leader that has a bunch of military stats. I'm going to go full military. This is going to be awesome. So then I go to the different civilizations you can be. And I'm like, all right, where is Mongolia? Where is Mongolia? It's not there. And I'm like, what? Krendor, you can't tell me to be something I can't be. Here's what Krendor didn't tell me. In order to unlock Mongolia in the second exploration age, you have to first get a certain number of horse resources in the Age of Antiquity. And in the Age of Antiquity, if you don't get horse resources, you just won't get Mongolia. So the man was like, the best way to play, you have to do all these things to activate the thing that will then let you be Mongolia. Which made me so mad. I was like, what? So, yeah.
Like, I get it, but not knowing that ahead of time, when you were like, okay, I'm going to finally have a good time. I'm going to do it. It's happening today.
Yeah. And it's like, no. If you want to have a good time, you must have these variables be exactly in your favor. I'm like,
right.
Oh, cool. Like, there's some things in the game that are just upsetting to me that make things unfair. So, like, a great example is if you are trying to, you have this massive empire, you're building all these cities, and they have resources. And those resources funnel back into your main city, or you can do so. But you only have so many resource slots in your main city. Here's the thing. If you unlock camels, you get bonus slots, which means you're going to have more resources and your people are more happy. But first, you must find camels. And if you don't have camels, you need to trade for camels. And if the people that you're around don't have camels, you don't get it. Like, there's little things like that that are like, right. Here's how you can have a great game or just an average game or total shit game. And there's so many little things. And I'm just like, I want to love you. I want to love you so much. And the game's like, no, I'm going to be the most difficult person to work with ever.
Right.
If you thought you had a bad ex, it's nothing compared to Civ 7. Like, that's the vibe. Like, I love you. Why are you like this? That's how I feel about Civ 7. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So,
I'm
and then,
sorry. Yeah,
and then Harriet Tubman declares war and it's over. Harriet Tubman got to stop declaring war. She's so aggro. It's crazy. And it just makes you sound insane because you're like, got to go kill Harriet Tubman again because she keeps trying to invade my territory. And you're just like, please don't take that up. Please don't clip that or take that. Like, chat, I don't need it. Yeah, that's. Yeah, so that's seven. Part of my life right
it
now.
Follows,
is me,
it follows you.
Me knowing I could play other games and have a great time, and instead League of Legending myself by playing a game that I absolutely cannot stand, hoping I will enjoy it one day.
Right.
That, if you want to know my personality is, you'll change, right? If I just stick around long enough, you'll change. So.
You should try Proverbs.
I really should.
Yeah.
I really should. Yeah.
Perfect game, Proverbs. Did I tell you about mainframes when I played that?
It doesn't ring a bell.
So, cards on the table. I was paid to play this game, but
mainframes.
Mainframes. It's a platformer. In the game, you are a program. The whole game takes place on people's desktops.
Cute.
And you're a little, like, floppy disk icon on a person's
computer.
Oh,
this is very cute.
It is so cute. If you like kind of like classic 2D platformers, it has some levels that remind you very much of like VVVVVV. If you ever played that, where you're like swapping like gravities and like all kinds of crazy shit, the levels get really hard, but I had such a good time. It's so charming. There's lots of little like nods and goofs about like how computers work and like little characters that are like running different parts of the computer. It's great. I think it's so cute. And if I recall correctly, the concept is like that you are kind of like a broken executable file. Like you get scanned by the computer and there's no program on you, but you still exist. And so you are traveling. There's a network of like 6 or 8 computers and you're traveling from one computer to another trying to like sort something out. But the game itself, I love. I think it's so fun. It felt really, really nice to play. I got so frustrated with some of the levels, but not in a way where it felt like unjustified. It just, you know, was like platformer bullshit. It's very cute. I loved it.
It looks awesome. It has that sort of, I don't want to say meta, but it has that vibe of like, oh, you're literally on desktops jumping between windows.
Yes.
But the windows are filled with like some really weird stuff. And it looks like you can manipulate them and do, like, I love this. This is great. Also, hilariously, on Steam, it says, this game is similar to games you've played, and the games listed are Ori and the Blind Forest and Thank Goodness You're Here, which I think tells me a lot about the vibe of the game.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, so it's going to be a platformer, but also, like, fun.
Yeah, there's little cute things like I went through like a section and dropped into an area with a little guy who was making coffee. And I was like, Java, it's a Java joke, right? Like it's stuff like that, you know? Yeah.
In the trailer, I saw something that looked like Winamp, which is very cute.
Yes.
Love a good Winamp.
Mm-hmm. There's a giant. One of the computers runs Linux and there's a giant penguin that you can like chat with and stuff. You know, it's just cute. It's a cute game. And what I think is most important for a platformer, it does feel very nice and responsive to play. So,
yes. Yeah. I learned that I don't, even though I think I play a lot of indies, I realize I don't, mostly because there probably isn't a lot of time to play as many indie games as there are. But like this past week I went on Tarvold's video game music trivia show. It was like myself and Rerez and Massey was on there.
Oh, and nice. How fun.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a very, like, he does a series of music trivia shows. And I learned that I do not know the amount of music I did not know that he'd be like, oh, this is from this game. I'm like, I've never even heard of that game. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing that existed.
I would be terrible at that, I think.
Yeah,
because
although I felt really good. Oh, no, sorry.
No. After you.
No. Age before beauty.
I was going to say that my issue is I never remember the name of anything. So I would hear a song and be like, I know that song. Good song. Have no idea who made it, what game it's from, what it's called. Yeah. None of that.
I had that problem a few times where I knew the game and I knew where it was in the game, but I didn't know what it was called. And so, yeah, I thankfully there was a few that were very funny. Like, there was some Final Fantasy ones that I immediately was like, I know the name. I know what it's from. I was like nailing it. But then the vast majority, I was like, what? Like, we had a few from Celeste, and I realized, like, I have never...
Oh, one of the things, Celeste music.
One of the things
good.
We did was, I guess the theme was, like, final bosses, and I realized, oh, I've never beaten Celeste. I have no idea what the end of that game is like, right? And so, and that was very funny, because it was very obvious we'd all played all these games, but we clearly never beat them, because we had no idea what the final boss music was. And I was like, ah, yeah. But there was also some ones where I was just like, I've never heard this before, but my God, is this music good? So it was very informative on the, you know, things I've missed out on, but made me realize, oh my God, I missed out on a lot. And a lot of music sounds the same after a while. Like, there's a lot of music where you're like, that sounds like something else, but it's not. Yeah, and I will say, I thought that I was in the musical know because I played exactly 4 hours of Rift of the Necrodancer, and I was like, yo, all this music is very, very good in that game. And I was like, oh, please, I'm ready. I'm like, no, I know music. I can tell you what the... Nope, false. That's a big false right there. But I came in second, and I only lost by one, which was rough, but that's because... I was a coward and did not guess on most of the answers. I was like, no. I want to keep my points. I don't want to. Yeah. I should have had less points. Let's be real. I was like, sure. No, I would have messed that up. But I was like, no. I won't guess. So most of it's me being like.
I'll just sit here. Yeah.
That was fun, though. I realized that I love music and I don't know video games, apparently. So
that sounds like it would be fun, though.
It was
like I would be more interested in watching it and trying to like play alongside of the people who are actually on it, because I know I would buckle under the pressure of like being there, you know.
Mm-hmm. There was one segment we did which was Boomer or Zoomer, and it was, is this chiptune from old games or new games?
Oh,
and I realized halfway through there's absolutely a way to tell. Like old games, even though new games with sort of like that pixely theme and they do the music sound like how we imagine old games just sound different. There are notes that simply cannot be hit in old like Super Nintendo era games. They just can't do it. And so you'll hear new things and you're like, ah, that's a modern game.
Yeah.
And I learned, I was like, all right, I can see now. So I learned some things. I feel pretty good about it.
Speaking of Rift of the Necrodancer, because that game is so fun.
It's great.
I really was not sold on it from the demo. So I didn't play that game for a really long time.
What
I
game?
Played the demo. Rift of the Necrodancer.
Rift or Crypt?
Rift.
Okay.
Rift?
Rift is the guitar one. Crypt is the dance around the screen one. Yeah.
Yeah. Rift. Because in the demo, they try to... like put so many mechanics in the demo and I got really overwhelmed and walked away with this sort of vibe of like, I don't know why they have to reinvent the wheel here. Right. It's Guitar Hero. Like, I don't know why we got to make it so complicated. But once I actually went and played the game, fuck, that game is fun.
It is fun.
What
I will
a fun
say,
game.
Still complicated. There are some movement patterns of enemies that I just don't understand. I will try my hardest to get them, but in the moment with the music and everything, I just switched to playing on easy. I don't even care. I was like, some of those medium songs are like 12 stars. I'm like, how the this is medium? And then you'll like basically. So people who haven't played, imagine an awesome track. Some great song that you stuck in your head forever. And then you're playing just Guitar Hero, right? except it's Rift the Necrodancer, so you're battling against minions as they come down the guitar at you. And so instead of little red, yellow, blue, orange, or whatever circles, you're hitting minions. And as the minions come at you, they have different movement patterns. So yeah, there's normal skeletons, and one press, they're dead. There's black skeletons where one press, they jump back one, then you have to press it again. There's gold skeletons where it's three times you have to do that. And you're like, okay, so I understand that. Then you have bats, you have harpies, you have, I think, slimes. Like, there's little all sorts
armadillo
of
armadillo guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the armadillo
tons
guys
of creatures
are like, basically, they make it so everything, like, they just mess with you on purpose. So everything escalates. So it goes from like the, you know, you have like your normal skeleton, right? Which is your like the like normal looking white skeleton. Then you have your tough looking black skeleton. And then you have your gold super skeleton. And like it just progresses, right? And all the other ones do that too. Like the harpies, you have the green harpies. Then you have like, I think maybe purple, I don't remember. But like red. Yeah. And each of them does like a different movement thing. And you're like, okay. So you have to learn all this stuff. And then they throw these damn armadillo things at you, and it's the reverse. The cooler looking ones are the easier ones to kill, and the dumber looking ones, and they, those, you have to tap, 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 tap. So
yeah,
there's just so many things your brain has to register that not only are you thinking about that, when you're on the harder modes, it's also the songs going, brrr, sending them all at you at this. So your brain has to operate on a level my brain simply cannot do. I was like, no. I'll play on easy. And I did, and I loved it. Some of those songs are still challenging on easy. I don't even care. I was like, I'm here to listen to this music, rock out, and bop my head. And I did, to the point where when I was done playing, I was physically exhausted. I was like, oh God, I'm so tired. Yeah, but I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, it's great. I've had the music from that game stuck in my head for weeks now. It's good. It's good music.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, but I didn't really play much of anything else this week, dude.
Trying to think if there's anything I got a chance to mess with, and I just... Right now, over on Scary Game Squad, we're trying to get through... It's just a long game. A game called Tormenture. I believe that's what it's called. Very cool. You're like playing an old school pixel game in your bedroom as a kid, and it's one of those like the game affects the bedroom kind of vibes. Which is very creative. There's like when you go into a cave at one point in the game, all the power goes out in your room because the cave is dark. But then when you find a torch in the cave, the light overhead comes on, but you can see it comes on because it comes on glaring in your TV screen. And I think there's some very, really cool stuff in this game, but also weird cryptic horror things that are... It's just a long game. It has taken us, you know, we only meet once a week. So it's just taken us a lot to get through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is super fun and I'm enjoying it tremendously. That's it. I'm trying to think of anything else, but I just have all these games I've played and I just haven't, like, I don't know, man. I want to play more, but I simply don't have the time.
I simply cannot.
Yeah. You've got real reasons, though. I've got, like, stupid reasons. Like, well, you know, I went to the bathroom, then spent 35 minutes playing AFK Journey.
Sometimes life is like that, dude.
Sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you spend 3 hours watching a 100-part Chinese drama. How are you supposed to have time to do anything else, you know?
I mean, now part of my time is I have to go through hundreds of videos on this damn site on Twitch in order to figure out what I have saved and what I don't have saved.
Oh,
and what I need to move
God.
Over and what a complete mess that is.
Bro, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I have to do
that. We have till April, whatever. So... I literally have to go through YouTube, figure out what videos are there compared to what videos are on Twitch, and then pull the highlights, download them, upload them to YouTube, but also make sure, because there's just so many of them, so I have to like cross-reference and do stuff. So my time's doing that too, because a lot of people are like, Jesse, some of your earlier Final Fantasy 14 videos aren't on YouTube. And I'm like, don't worry, I'll get them there. I didn't realize how many videos that actually was.
It's a lot, I'm sure. Yeah.
So I got to do that. And yeah, I got to go through all that and make sure. What a mess. What a. Admittedly, this is probably something they should have tackled years ago. I don't know why they said, hey, let's be YouTube as well. But like shittier YouTube, they should have just said, yeah, we host them for the 30 days. That's it. And then if you want them, download them and throw them up on YouTube, which is what people have done.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I might be getting more chickens.
God damn it. Why? What? You can't. We can't. Why?
Well, I only have two now. And they're wonwee. There's a school nearby that is like doing a science project where they're hatching a bunch of chickens. And so they're going to have a bunch of baby chicks.
They're just going to take those lab chickens?
They have a bunch of baby chicks and they did not plan ahead of time who was going to take them. And so a friend of a friend of a cousin of a friend was like, hey, do you want a couple of weird high school baby chickens? And I was like, yeah. So...
You know, who am I to judge? We exist in a world where you could get those eggs and make some money. Eggs are like 14 bucks a whatever at some places here in LA.
Yeah.
You could make some cash.
Somebody was like, you should just ship all of your eggs to America for profit. Mm. And I was like, I don't think that would work.
That's not even how that works.
I don't think that's a thing.
No, I'm pretty sure you can't do that. But
no, here's the funny thing though, with getting baby chicks is lots of people like to pretend that they know how to sex chickens, i.e. figure out what if they're
okay. All right. I'm glad you explained it. Yeah.
I knew I was going to need to, but that's,
no,
that's
you definitely
how you would,
did.
That's what you would call it. People will be like, don't worry, I'll sex them ahead of time so that you know that you're not getting a cockerel, right? But most people don't actually know how to do that. They just say that they do.
Right. Most people don't know how to sex a chicken. That's true.
So potentially, if I'm like, yeah, I'll take four baby chicks, they could all be roosters, which would be a nightmare.
Yes. Okay. Understood. I know what you mean, that you want hens is what you're looking for.
Yes.
Right.
I'm okay with a rooster. One.
Sure.
I don't need roosters beating each other up. And I'm down to try
out
with
one. Oh my God,
you
could have cockfights out on the farm. I could come visit. We could set up a ring. Uh-huh. I'll grow like a mustache. I'm like, step right up to the greatest show. We'll invite the kids from town. Mm-hmm, we'll invite the kids from town. We'll let the cocks just go at it.
Might be illegal. I don't know. Might be illegal.
What do you mean?
Although we were talking about smoking and doping.
It can't be illegal.
So.
There's no way that's illegal. What are you talking about?
It might be illegal.
That doesn't sound like a thing that would be illegal.
I don't know. I'm all for a goose fight, though.
A goose fight?
Yeah. I would watch those geese fight. They won't because they love each other, but I would watch them fight. I would know exactly who I would root for, too. I hate one of our geese, if that's not clear.
It's so funny that you just hate one of them. The other one's cool, but like I hate one of them.
Yeah.
Like I just hate him.
Maybe hate's too strong.
I love that your farm continues to grow. I think it's very nice. Insane. Not for me, but I'm glad that I'm glad you love it. And honestly, I don't know why you don't have like a Clarky. Take some of the eggs down to the side of the road and sell them on the side of the road. Right, you gotta have a little stand on the side of the road when people go by.
My sister-in-law and I were talking about making one of those little farm stands. Yeah,
I think it could be fun.
Would be cute.
Yeah, you don't like. It's clearly not you don't like need it to live, so you can do it for funsies. I think that's true. I think that's I don't know. I think that's cute. I'd do it if I had a farm. I definitely have like one of those like get your apples here.
Oh yeah.
And I'd have to like, I don't know, I'd adopt a kid and make him work it. I mean, what else are kids good
illegal.
For? Why is everything so illegal?
Everything you want to do is morally skewed.
What is this?
What do you mean?
What do you mean I can't do these things? What? Ugh, the law. Ugh, so intrusive.
The long arm of the law.
Jesse was born in the wrong century. I don't know. I don't know. The way things are going lately, maybe I wasn't, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
Yes.
You want some news?
I would love some news.
Some news? All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, this very morning, we got word of a report, I believe out of Bloomberg, that Ubisoft is considering getting Tencent to pay for the future of Assassin's Creed and other franchise staples. I guess Ubi is asking for bids made by the end of the month. They refused. They're not answering questions at the moment about it. But okay. This doesn't sound new. 9%, I think almost 10% of Ubisoft is owned by Tencent anyway. So asking them for more money, I mean, it's coming. It was reported, this is, I think, incredibly funny. It's reported that last year, Ubisoft had been speaking with advisors on exploring ways to stabilize the company after a year in which its market value was cut in half. And I just want to say, here's my free advice. They don't need to hire anyone. make good games and don't follow trends and microtransaction nonsense. Thanks. Done. Solved all your problems. Solved all your problems, Ubisoft. Don't make shit. Gotcha. Fixed it.
Too much wax
fixed
in the ears. They didn't hear
you.
That.
Also, Nintendo Switch 2 is on the way, and all the market analysis people on the internet have said it's going to be at least $400, and they say that the price won't matter. This thing's going to sell like hotcakes, so if you're a PlayStation or Xbox fan, move out the way. It's all time for Switch 2. It's coming. So,
hell yeah.
Everyone's excited. Me, I'll wait. I'll wait until there's a game
on
Switch. Yeah. Right now, there's nothing that they have released where I'm like, that's the reason I want to get a Switch 2. I'll wait until there's the one game where I'm like, I need it. And then I'll jump in. But right now, I got no need. Also, we got a trailer, as I was mentioning, for Silent Hill F, the newest Silent Hill game, which for some reason, not set in Silent Hill. It is in Japan in the 1960s.
Okay. It
can be very different than other Silent Hill games. It's a standalone. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what it's about. This is the quote about the game that I'd say, obviously, go watch the trailer. But Shimizu Hanako was living her life as an ordinary teenager. That is, until her town is suddenly shrouded in fog and begins to change in a horrific way. Now she must explore a town she no longer recognizes while solving puzzles, fighting strange enemies, and doing everything she can to survive. In order to face, this is weird, the ultimate decision that she must make. Okay, game. This is a tale about a beautiful yet terrifying choice. I don't know what that means. Very intriguing. I like it. Then, it reminded me that I really want to talk with Ashley Roboto about Silent Hill.
Silent Hill. Yeah, I remember you saying that.
She loves Silent Hill. And so I'm like, well, with the new one out, we definitely have to have that conversation. Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 did so well. Space Marine 3 is in the works.
Oh, my goodness.
So brace your butt. That's a thing that is coming down the pipeline. Not this year or next year. Probably not for a while. But it is a thing they're thinking about doing and they're working on. And I guess they're also doing Space Marine 2 patches and updates and stuff. So it will happen eventually. Also, speaking of happen eventually, Power Wash Simulator 2 is coming at the end of the year. So if you want the same relaxing vibes of hosing down dirty things, you'll have it again in the end of the year. Also, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 got a massive 1,000 fix update covering everything like game balance, NPC behavior, environmental improvements, tweaks on equipment, a free DLC that has a barbershop in it so you can change your look. Also, a dedicated modding support thing for Steam Workshop. All of that's put in the game. All of it makes me want to play it even more now. Mathis has been selling me tremendously on the idea that I can just be a terrible person in it, and that's what I want.
Yeah, of course.
I just want to be a bad... I want to be like a Black Knight. I want to be a dick to everyone. Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. Yeah, I'm glad that I waited to play. And by wait, I mean I just had too many other things. But I like that now there's a whole bunch of stuff.
No, you waited
to...
on purpose.
Right. Also, Split Fiction in 48 hours has been played by over 4 million people. It is a huge success. It, again, I cannot stress this. Game of the Year contender. So, so good. Everyone should play it. Also, BlizzCon. It's happening, but not this year. BlizzCon 2026 was announced. Again, smart move. Even though I'm not in the Blizzard space anymore, them doing a BlizzCon every year always seems stupid to me because it the off years, there was nothing to do.
Nothing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And so doing it every other year has always been smart and wise and beautiful. Are you? Is that a sneeze?
I did it. Yeah. Keep going.
When you sneeze, why do you look to the heavens like you're expecting something to happen?
I have the photosensitivity sneeze ability.
Huh?
Or if I look at light, it helps me sneeze.
That seems like a made up millennial thing.
It's real.
No, that doesn't seem real. That seems like you made it up.
If you Google, why does the sun make me sneeze?
That definitely feels like a made up millennial thing. Why does the sun make me sneeze?
Yeah.
I have it. That's a real thing. No, it's not. You're all fake. I don't even know. I don't even know that these people are real. This could all be AI, dude.
You have to Google it, Jesse.
No, I'm not going to do that.
See,
you can't trust the internet.
If I Google it and I read a thing to you, you'll be like, you could just be saying whatever you want.
Dr. John says, is it a thing? And he's a doctor. So, checkmate. I don't know that it's a thing. I think it's one of those things that we made a thing, but I don't think the sun has the power to make you sneeze.
So
other things might. The sun.
When I was little, if I needed to sneeze, I would look at the sun and it would help me sneeze. And then I asked my mom if I was allergic to the sun. And she was like, no, but sometimes looking at lights helps you sneeze for whatever reason. And she didn't know why. And we didn't have the internet back then. So... But now, when you look it up, a lot of people have the same experience. And it's like a weird, like, photosensitivity reflex that helps. It just helps get the sneeze out. I can't deny this.
You know what? You're probably actually completely correct. And I'm a fool. Because ever since I was told that if you get the hiccups, in your head, say, I'm not a fish. You will stop having hiccups. And I thought that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard and totally fake. Until... I did it, and it worked, and I was like, what? So, anything's possible. Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Yep. Anything. That's what I'm saying. It sounds like total BS. You can hold your breath, do whatever, but I'm telling you, if you get the hiccups, just in your head, be like, I'm not a fish. And you will stop it. It's crazy. I don't know what that's about, but
I'll try it next time.
Great. Anyway, BlizzCon 2026 is the thing that's happening. Also, this last story, I'm not sure how I feel, but also at the same time, I kind of feel like this is the only use for it.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox and Microsoft are introducing their Copilot AI into Xbox as a service.
Okay.
Copilot for gaming is described as an AI-driven sidekick. And it's basically your personalized game companion. Now, the reason I think this actually is kind of neat, it's not playing the game for you, but what it is doing is the same thing a lot of people do anyway, which is you can ask it, hey, man, how do I beat this level? And it will straight up be like, here's how you do this. Here's how you do this section. And I'm like, it's literally just a walk, like a game FAQ. But it's built in.
We look that shit up anyway, don't we?
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, so maybe I don't feel too bad about this version of AI that's like, hey, man, we got you. You know, in the example video, right, it's a Minecraft player, and he's like, yo, I got some wood. What can I do with this wood? And the game tells them, you know, open their inventory, place the logs in the thing. This is how you play. So basically, it's like chat without chat.
Right.
It's very interesting. I don't know, you know, how well it'll work with everything, or, you know, what kind of tips it'll give you if they're actually good tips. But I feel like what it's doing is just stealing from the internet anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it's the AI is connected to the internet. It's saying, hey, how do I beat this level? And then it goes, according to this thing. And then it just says to you, do this, which again, right. I'm actually kind of fine with that version of AI that is there to help you get through a thing that the AI didn't make the game. The AI isn't playing it for you. It's just giving you advice. Honestly, I kind of dig that. I think that's kind of neat. But it just depends on how much it interferes with the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know.
I would be very curious how it interacts with the rest of what you're doing, you know?
Yeah. However, I guess what it really is they have a moment-to-moment feature as well. So it isn't like, hey, how do I beat this level? I mean, I guess you could say that. But it's more of, if you're stuck on one thing and you cannot get it, you can be like, okay, this guy right here, I just don't know how to beat him. What do I have to do? And having an immediate answer is honestly kind of nice.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what it actually ends up being. But the sales pitch, at least, is that it's a Sherpa up the mountain of video games for you. It's carrying you along the way.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. That could be cool. So we'll see. Out of all the uses for AI a company has done, that's probably the least offensive one that I've heard so far. And I'm like, all right, that's what we should be doing. This kind of thing instead of like, the AI made the games now. Like, oh, okay. Cool. Is it voice activated? Yeah, that's what it looks like. You talk to it and it's like, here's what you do. I really could use a co-pilot for Civ 7. That game being like, I don't know what to do here. The game being like, well, actually, you have to get good. That's probably what it would say. And I'm like, all right. Cool.
You should have gone Mongolia.
I really should have. Just need some horses.
Didn't know
that's a thing. Didn't know that was the thing you needed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense. Like, it makes sense. You were right. It makes sense, but it's also stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will it change the way people play games? Absolutely. Yeah. There won't be moon logic puzzles anymore because you just ask what it is and it'll tell you. But here's the thing. Most moon logic puzzles, you just looked up anyway. So anyway, that is the news.
I liked it. Excellent. I was trying to come up with a Game Shark joke and I couldn't.
Game Shark, Game Genie. That one thing that made games, it said that it gave them more pixels somehow. I don't know how that works. The one that was like, make all your 32-bit games 64-bit. And you're like, that's not even how that works.
You know what I was thinking about the other day is, not to nostalgia bait everybody, but rumble packs.
Oh, yeah. Stick it on the back of your N64 controller.
Adding them
onto
your controllers. Yeah, yep. Dude.
Yeah, there was a time where everything was about
very
accessories.
Obsolete things. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, we could have still had that time. Playing through Astrobot made me realize it's all there. Your PlayStation 5 controller has all them features. No one uses it.
Yeah.
No one bothers to use it. It's crazy.
I think we were talking about that a little bit, and I was mentioning the Steam Deck before, how like all of the stuff that was made for the Steam Deck to be like, look at all these cool things you can do with the Steam Deck. No one implements them into their games because typically the game isn't made for the Steam Deck. It's made for other stuff and then gets optimized for the Steam Deck, you know?
I mean, it's... I wonder if people saw how hard Nintendo went into the Wii and all of its features and were like, no, that seems like a lot of work. Like, because also some games, I think, I don't want to say ruined, but it made them more of a pain in the ass to play. Like some of the, like, I'm trying to remember which Zelda it was. Was it Twilight Princess? Whatever one where you had to like, or Wind Waker, whichever one was the, this like that's not fun. That's just a pain in the ass to do. Like
yes,
like I'm Zelda.
Yeah,
like it's just a lot. What a pain in the ass. So yeah, Skyward Sword.
There we go.
There's too many Zelda games. There's just
so many.
Too many Zelda games.
Many.
Bless.
God bless. I love them all, but there's a lot of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Well, what have you got coming up this week, Jessup?
Boy, oh boy.
In
theory, Monday, we've got a fun video about...
In theory,
we'll see. Potentially mm-hmm. a fun video. I can't spoil it. Or Scary Game Squad. So either way, very fun. Could be good. Obviously, over on the YouTube channel right now, we have me playing Expedition 33 for 3 full-on hours. Please enjoy. We also have my great discussion about Magic the Gathering and the future of it with Emmy the Amazonian. Hilariously... At the end of that video, I'm going to give this little spoiler away because it's so funny. At the end of that video, we're talking about the new upcoming SpongeBob set. And we make a joke about how SpongeBob is going to be super busted. And Amy's like, oh, yeah, SpongeBob, he's got to have every single element. And it's the image of him at the rainbow. And he's just like broken, right? It's like 24 hours later, they released that exact card. Exact card.
That's incredible.
It was so, I could not believe it. So that is, I don't even know.
Amazing. Just I love that.
So much fun. Yeah. And that's it. That's all that's going on.
Gosh, I don't even know. I don't even know what this next week looks like for me. I guess it's puppy determined, but I want to keep playing Proverbs. I'd love to start a new thing. I want to start a new game.
Oh, you know what?
Hmm.
We should actually be responsible adults and follow up on this Crendor conversation where he was like, yo, do you guys want to play Repo
game? The creepest game. Yeah.
Yeah, Crendor. And then you said it looks spoopus.
It looks spoopus.
You said
it does.
By the way, I must stress for anyone who wonders, what's it like to have a conversation with Dodger and Crendor? Crendor at 3:55 p.m., just out of the blue, right? The last time this text chain had anyone say anything, it was January 24th. So out of the blue, Crendor in March goes, we should play that Repo game everyone is playing. And Dodger replies, It looks spoopus. And
yes,
I just reply, okay. That's we do not communicate well at all. Nothing has happened since then. We were really bad at communicating.
It's true. That is true, though. A lot of our conversations is like one of us going, hey, guys, we should do this thing. And then one person saying something innocuous and another person being like, yeah, I'm down to do that thing.
And then nothing.
And then radio silence.
That's it. That's the way. Yeah. That's the way we do it.
Yep. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Hey, gang. Thanks so much for watching Geekenders. You can find all of the Geekenders VODs on youtube.com/JessieCox. And we're on all the podcasty things. If you would like to just listen to our dulcet tones and not see our faces, that's okay.
That's right.
We should do an all ASMR episode sometime. The people
we'd have to have an ASMR guest on.
True.
Yeah,
I know some ASMR people. We could do that. Yeah.
And then the entire episode are like, so.
And then we just whisper talk the whole time.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I'd ruin it halfway through.
Neither could I. But we'd try. We could give it a shot.
We'd have to have like a contest. There has to be something in there to make me want to do it. Otherwise, I'd want to script the whole thing on purpose.
You're saying who can maintain the longest? Our guest, clearly, if they're an ASMR-man.
Yeah, but I'd want to talk to them about there's an ASMR thing that a lot of people do where they do the finger snap. I don't know how to do that.
And clicky nails and stuff?
Yeah, I love that thing. I'm like, how you do that? What's that? Like, click, 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 click. How you do that? I can't. My fingers don't make those noises. I don't even know what that's about.
Well, you got to get your nails did, and then they'll make the clicky clacks.
Yeah, I don't.
They make those clacky noises because they got the thick gels, and then they go clack, clack, clacks.
Maybe I got a thing for thick gels, and I never knew that. Maybe whatever it is, that like gels. Click, click. I love that. I don't even know how that sounds. That it's also be, a special that, mic. That's not true. Every single Every single ASMR person I've ever seen has one of those like Blue Yeti microphones.
A lot of them do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think that's special.
Yeah.
Unless anyway. They are, in which case, send us free microphones, Blue Yeti.
Look, if I've learned anything from the comment sections of Geekenders episodes, it's that people love when we do something totally different. So I think an ASMR episode would do gangbusters.
Yeah, I've heard that people love when we really go off the rails and try.
They
like when
love
we get
it.
Crazy, when we like derail the conversation and don't talk about video games or anything, people love that.
They're super into it. Yeah.
Right. They really love writing giant paragraphs of how much they love that.
Mm-hmm. Especially the bots. The bots love everything we do.
You know what? If more people were just bots, life would be so much easier.
Comment sections would be a lovelier place if there were just more bots that were pictures of boobs saying, I love this content. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm here for that future. I, for one, welcome our bot overlords.
Here's what we do. Wait. New idea. We have an episode with an ASMR-man, but we also have a future episode, maybe a charity drive sort of thing. So not necessarily an episode, but like we get on, we pick a couple of people who are as loud as we are.
Uh-huh.
Or louder.
Uh-huh.
And then we do the competition where we say who can keep their shit together the longest. And it's a marathon.
I would win that.
It's a don't be a gooberthon.
Oh, no, you would lose. Don't be a gooberthon. You'd lose immediately. In the first
the second
minute,
I had to say
out.
It, the second I'd be like, welcome to the don't be a gooberthon. It would be bad.
You're gone. Yeah. You're done. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be fun. It would be fun.
We had so many great ideas that we'll forget about next week. I can't wait. we're really
so
good about that.
For watching / listening. I hope you have an amazing weekend and an amazing week, and we will see you next Friday.
Goodbye.
True.
Bye.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast.